Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another edition of the podcast. Lindsay Perry with me. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay Scott got in touch with us, and here's a bit of background. Scott says he's 46 years old. He's been running seriously for 2 years now with the following PBs. He's got a 10K of 43. His 15K time is 108, and he's run a 137 half marathon. The problem he's sitting with is he battles to run a sub-4-hour marathon where he reckons he should be running between 3:30 and 3:40. Can you offer him some advice on how he can improve his marathon time?
Look, yeah, it's very similar to the previous, to the question we dealt with, I think, yesterday or the day before. There's definitely a disconnect between the shorter distances and the longer distance. So as he goes longer, he is getting relatively slower than he should. So that tells me that there is a problem with the balance of the training. So either the volume is too low and the intensity too high, and he's definitely not doing his long runs at the appropriate pace or the appropriate distance for going longer. But there could be another reason, and that's a very common mistake that people make, is that their easy runs are run at too high an average. So even if they feel like they're getting the balance of their week right, because they're doing a lot of their runs at a speed that is actually too high, they get more and more and more fatigued. And obviously, the longer we run, the harder it is to hide that, or the more exposed we become. And therefore, the further you run, the more your time will slide relative to what it should. So needs to go back and have a look at those three things. Are the easy runs being run at an appropriately easy pace? Is there too much high intensity work in the weeks? In other words, are we overstimulating the anaerobic system, which is not allowing the aerobic system to develop? Or are you just not doing enough volume to allow you to step up to each next distance and therefore have a normal rate of slowing down, and then therefore being able to meet that 3:30 to 3:40 target on the marathon?
Brilliant stuff. Lindsay, thank you very much for that answer, Scott. I hope that helps you too. Don't forget, you can be in touch with us. Just head over to the website, askcoachperry.com. You can also get us on Twitter at askcoachperry. That's where you can get the details. So until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.